a lot of constructions on the site, and so please be patient as to going to be questions opportunity tonight. Well, you have a question already, I think, right? You had a question before, right? عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. سارة جين سميث. طيب, we covered how many points of benefit? 10? Yes, we have reached 11. The 11th point of benefit now, inshallah. This will be on the site, and we will transcribe and edit this to have it, this treatise by our Sheikh, who just came in Ramadan, to be available, inshallah, for the Muslims. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue the benefits of التقوى from the north of Quran. Let us have a refreshing one, please. From the benefits that التقوى is from the means of increase of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 282, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 282. So be afraid of Allah, and Allah teaches you. Now, we're going to translate this correctly, and we say, so have taqwa of Allah, and Allah teaches you, in accordance with the definition of taqwa, as you remember. What's the definition of taqwa? What's the correct and most comprehensive definition of taqwa? Can you remember, please? No. Obedience to Allah and staying away from prohibitions, which means to take protection against Allah's punishment by executing His magnificent commands and keeping away from His prohibitions. This is the correct definition, or the most comprehensive definition, of taqwa. So, we're going to, therefore, when you hear the word taqwa, when we hear the word taqwa, therefore, we use this comprehensive meaning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ, and have taqwa, and Allah will teaches you. Have taqwa of Allah, and Allah will teaches you. The next benefit, that the reward of those qualified with at-taqwa is better than this worldly life and its desires. قال الله تعالى, Allah the Most High said in Surah Al Imran, chapter 3 now, verse 15, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ. It would be good to put verse 14 so that we can relate to the difference before we put verse 15. In 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. Al-Ayah. Beautified for men is the love of things they covet, women, children, much of gold and silver, branded beautiful horses, cattle and well, tilled land. This is the pleasure of the present world's life, but Allah has the excellent return with Him. Now comes the point of evidence. Say, shall I inform you of things far better than those? For al-muttaqin, those qualified with taqwa, there are gardens with the ilakhiri. So this is better. Can you tell the point now? Shall I inform you of things far better than these things of this worldly life? You see that? You see the point? Shall I inform you of things far better than those? Those where? Those mentioned in verse 14. And they are about the life of this world and its, you know, beautified for men, the love of things they covet, women, children, etc. Now, the next benefit now we're going to deduce from verse 15 is that their reward shall be, for those having taqwa, shall be rivers or gardens under which rivers flow. And this is where Allah stated, Jannatun, in verse 15, Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha wa azwajun mutahharatun wa ridwanun min Allah. For them, there are gardens with their Lord, underneath which rivers flow. Therein is their eternal home, and azwajun mutahhara, purified maids or wives, and Allah will be pleased with them. And Allah will be pleased with them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His bounty. The 14th benefit. 14th benefit. By at-taqwa, the love of Allah is attained. Or Allah's love is attained. Qala Allah ta'ala in Surah Al Imran 3:76. Bala man awfa bi'ahdihi wattaqa. Bala man awfa bi'ahdihi wattaqa fa inna Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqin. Yes, whoever fulfills his pledge and what? Wattaqa. And what? Have or has taqwa of Allah. Verily then Allah loves those who are muttaqeen, who have taqwa. You see that? Is that clear? طيب. The next point of benefit regarding at-taqwa for the Noble Quran is that it is from the means of protection against the enemy. It's a means of protection against the enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran 3:120. قال الله تعالى وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. But if you remain patient and become muttaqeen, تَتَّقُوا and have taqwa, not the least harm will their coming do to you. The 16th benefit. It leads to the attainment of shukr, of gratitude. قال الله تعالى chapter 3 verse 123 فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون. So have taqwa of Allah much, لعلكم تشكرون, that you may be grateful, that you may be grateful. The 17th, it is from the means by which the help of the angels are, or it is from the means by which the help of the angels are, or is attained. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran 3:125, بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين. Yes, if you hold on to patience and taqwa, hold on to patience and taqwa, and the enemy comes rushing at you, your Lord will help you with 5,000 angels having marks of distinction. It is from the means of success. And this is in Al-Imran 3:200. And as you can see, this is repeated in the Quran. قال الله تعالى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And have taqwa of Allah so that you may be successful. And have taqwa of Allah so that you may be successful. the 19th benefit is that Allah has prepared for its people gardens whose width is as that of the heavens and the earth. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran, Allah has prepared for its people a garden Jannah whose width is as that of the heavens and the earth. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran 3:133, وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And for paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for المتقين. Prepared for المتقين. The 10th or the 20th, it is from the means of attaining the great reward. قال الله تعالى in Al-Imran 3:172 and 3:179. In 3:172, قال الله تعالى الذين أحسنوا منهم واتقوا أجر عظيم. Those who answered the call of Allah and the Messenger after being wounded, for those of them who did, who وَاتَّقَوْا, who had taqwa, there is a great reward. And also in 179, وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. And if you believe and have taqwa, then for you there is a great reward. Inshallah, we stop here, and by this we have completed now 20 benefits. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.